Friends, we now move on to the chapter 2 of our subject, Innovation Management. Name of the chapter is Flow of Ideas. Look at this photograph. It has long been considered that practically an axiom that highly creative people get their ideas not through ordinary rational processes like we people, but by some kind of mysterious bolt from the blue. Some thunderstorm is happening and from somewhere I get this idea. Oh, like this bolt from the blue. It is considered almost as an axiom that new ideas will come like this. Suddenly, as a bolt from the blue. Look at this gentleman. Now, Aristotle did not know the origin of his remarkable insight. And that gentleman was Archimedes, who leaped from the bath saying Eureka. With the displacement theory, when we asked him, he was at loss to explain how he got there. Many great thinkers concluded that it arose from something other than logical reasoning. We don't know how that idea came to us. We don't know, but it came. It came like bolt from the blue. When people asked Aristotle, he said, I don't know how it came. When people asked Archimedes, he said, I don't know how it came. It came. Great writers are there. We asked them, how did you write this amazing thing? They said, we don't know. It came like a bolt from the blue. As per Alex Osborne, principal of New York ad agency, each person actually had two modes of thought. One, freely associative, was the idea generator. The ideas are coming, even in our minds also, even in your mind also, ideas are coming. They also come like bolt from the blue, no doubt. But the other, which worked in a step-by-step logical fashion, acted as a filter. That means, we start thinking that if I tell somebody this idea, he will laugh at me. If I tell this idea to my father, he will laugh at me. If I tell this to my friend, he will criticize me. Oh, what he will feel? What my sister will feel? What sisters-in-laws will feel? Okay, leave it. I don't want to discuss because people may laugh at me. For several reasons, most notably the fear of ridicule by others. That means, like Archimedes got that idea, like Aristotle got some ideas, we also are getting some ideas, mind you. You also are getting a lot of ideas. But somewhere that filter is coming. Filter is there. We say, oh, no, we will not talk about it because people will laugh at me. I will not talk about this because people will criticize me. They will say, I am a fool. So I said, no, I will not talk about it. That filter had become so dominant in most people that it blocked the release of novel ideas. That filter is now blocked. Nothing is coming out. We are also having lot of novel ideas, but we are not talking because that filter is blocking the ideas. That is what who said? Alex Osborne. That means, are we not like Archimedes? We are. You are. You students are. You also are getting lot of ideas, but you are not talking about it because Alex Osborne says that the other mode of thought is working like a filter. So what we must have? We must develop something called as problem sensitivity. To become like Archimedes, to become like Aristotle, it is not difficult for us. You may be wondering what this chap is telling us. I am sincere on this. I am serious. We must develop problem sensitivity. What is problem sensitivity? This is the ability to recognize that a problem exists, to be able to cut through misunderstanding, misconception, lack of facts, obscuring handicaps. I break all this and recognize that this is the real problem. There is a problem. Many times what we say? No problem. No problem. We will manage. We know that there is a problem hiding behind all these misconceptions, misunderstanding, lack of facts, obscuring handicaps. We know there is a blind faith going on everywhere. There is some problem. We must break through and find out and recognize that there is a problem. And this recognition of a problem, ability to recognize that a problem exists, that we must cultivate. The easiest way to improve our problem sensitivity, to keep in mind that every business operation, every human relation technique, every man-made article can be improved further. First, recognize this. Two things. One, recognize that a problem exists. Then, to keep in mind that every business operation, every human relation technique, every man-made article can be improved. There is no end to improvement. We must refresh our mind by these two things. First, problem sensitivity. Understand. Don't get blind. Open your eyes and very clearly recognize that there is a problem. And very clearly recognize that there can be an improvement in everyone, everything. Then you are problem sensitive person. Problem sensitivity. The first thing, don't be under impression that only Archimedes can think. Don't think that only if we don't get from bolt, like a bolt from the blue, new ideas will not come. They are coming. You have left side brain and you have right side brain. That right side brain is always bringing new ideas. Recognize that. Very, very important, you people recognize that God has made you like Archimedes. God has made you like Sir Isaac Newton. Your right hand side brain, God has given to you. He has not forgotten to put it in your body. He has given you. Please recognize that and be problem sensitive. Understand that, recognize that a problem exists. Recognize that everything on earth can be improved further. That is the first thing. Then idea fluency. Let the ideas come. Let the ideas flow like a river. Don't stop them. Fluently A person can pile up a large number of alternative solutions to a given problem. First you are problem sensitive and now you think of alternative solutions. Option number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The way, various ways to solve the problem. More the ideas you have, the greater are your chances of finding a usable one. The more plentiful are your opportunities to get out of the same old ways of doing things. There are problems because we are doing a lot of old things. Old thinking is blocking our progress. Let the ideas come out. How can I solve this problem by a better thinking, a better way of doing, a new way of doing, new and better way of doing? Don't stop your right brain. Let it work continuously, 24 hours, let it work. Let the ideas come. Find out how a problem can be solved by different ways. What new idea I can do? What differently I can do? Think all 24 hours. Think. Let the ideas flow like a river, I said. Be problem sensitive and let the ideas flow. Don't stop that, and don't stop that because somebody is telling you that you are a fool, somebody is telling that you are crazy, somebody is telling that it will not work, even some skeptics will kill your inspiration. Ignore them. Clearly. And do your own work. Do your work. Don't expect results. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Karmanyeva vadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachan. Karmanyeva vadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachan. Do your work. Understand that there is a problem. Understand that the things can be improved. And understand that Lord has given you a right brain, left brain also, right brain also. Use both of them clearly. Let the ideas flow like a river, making it very, very, very clear to you. Ideas must come. And this is to be done by everyone in the organization, not only R&D, I said earlier in the first chapter. Let the ideas flow like a river. These ideas for solving a problem. New ideas, new ways to handle the problem or tackle the problem. Think very, very clearly, continuously. A few tools to help you for gathering ideas fluently, making notes, picking your time to be creative, set a deadline, give yourself a quota. Keep small notebooks anywhere, everywhere. The moment you get an idea, write down, because afterwards you will forget. You will forget. For example, sometimes I have some funny idea of a poem. Afterwards, immediately I forget it. So what habit I have done, I will write it down. Like that. If you get the idea, write it down because you are going to forget it. Suppose you get the idea in toilet. Okay, you should have a small notebook in toilet. If you get idea in kitchen, okay, you should have a small notebook in kitchen. Write down. Because if you don't write down, you are going to forget it. So making notes. Then, picking your time to be creative. You can have your own time to be creative. For example, when you are taking shower, you are more creative. When you are in the bathroom or toilet, you are more creative. When you are in your own garden, you are more creative. When you are sitting in the balcony, you are more creative. Keep a notebook there. Maybe some bright idea will come, and if you don't write down, you will forget. Then set a deadline. You say, I have to do this by end of the month. Set a deadline that I have to solve the problem by some new method, by some new idea within this 1 week's time. Give yourself a quota. And I want to bring about 50 ideas in a day. 50 different ways to solve the problem in a day. And write down. Keep on write down. Idea fluency. Let the ideas come. Write down the ideas. And I can assure you that you will get such a bright idea that you will solve the problem. You will solve the problem in a completely new way, which will benefit the organization, which will benefit you. Don't stop your brain because some fool is coming in your way, because some skeptic is criticizing you. You don't stop your work. Continue to do it. Idea fluency. Then originality. Okay, the same thing in a different way I will tell. Finding new ways to vary existing conditions. For example, change existing conditions. Temperature, pressure, illumination, size of the room, different things you change. Vary existing conditions. Finding new ways to adopt existing ideas to new conditions. For example, you were living in the old house and now you have come in the new house. Use the ideas from the old house in a new way in the new room or new house. Creating a new modification of something that will fit in existing condition. These are all the needs of the day. Originality. Finding new ways to vary existing condition. Think. What I can do? For example, I am not able to get a continuous sleep in the night because the temperature which I put on AC is 25 degrees centigrade. Okay. What I do is I change the temperature to 24. Then next day I do it by changing the temperature to 23. Then I know, okay, now I am better off. Like that. For example, you are not able to comfortably sleep in one bedroom. Change the bedroom. Change the bed. Change the mattress. Maybe you will be better off. Finding new ways to vary existing conditions. Finding new ways to adopt existing ideas to new conditions. Creating a new modification of something, for example, mattress, or for example, bed, I said, for example, AC itself, that will fit in existing condition. All this is called as originality. The secret is in the systematic use of questions. For systematically challenging the obvious. Obviously, people say 25 degrees is the proper temperature. I challenge that. I said, why not 24? Why not 27? What if I keep the temperature to 18? What if I keep the temperature at 27? Ask. People will say that this fellow is funny. People will say that this fellow is crazy. Don't bother about them. Why is it made this way? Why do we follow this procedure? Is this object really necessary? How can we improve the way to do this? What I can do? Why not sleep in the balcony instead of in a bedroom which is having AC? All funny ideas, different ideas. But think and write down. Think and write down. Don't forget to write down. Why? Why? Again and again, five times you ask. Why is it made this way? Why not this? How can we change? Ask the questions.